Blog Talk Radio.
Untag, lieben Klaus und Globen.
Luco?
What up?
Who's your rock of ages, baby? Who's your rock of ages?
Jesus.
Aww.
Hey, Katie's calling me. One sec.
Oh, no way. Katie, dear. Well, welcome to Rapture Centric Church, everybody, where Jesus is your pastor and a bunch of retards run the show.
All right,
Rapture Katie's
here.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Katie, we want to know what's up with you.
Yes, everyone. I have been busy with school. That's it, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Tell them why. Tell everybody
what?
Why.
Well,
tell everybody why you've been busy.
May. Oh, because I graduated, is that what you mean?
Yeah, guys, she's graduating.
I'm graduating May 2nd.
So. I'm coming. I'm going to come to that.
Dude, I hope we're not here. Trust me.
What would you do if all of a sudden I was just at your graduation? Like, what would you do?
I would freak out. That would be really cool.
If I were you, I would be creeped out. I'd be like, whoa, he's actually here. That's creepy.
Hold on. I'm ordering food real fast. Y'all keep talking.
That's how casual we are. We order food during church.
I'm actually eating food. I'm eating Panda Express right now.
Oh, lucky.
Mm.
I can't
my
wait for all my oysters. You have no idea.
Yeah, I'm mailing Luco 13 packages of oysters. I bought them on Sunday. And I'm going to mail them because he likes oysters. I'm going to mail them tomorrow.
I hope they're radiated so I die.
Not before me. Luco's afraid I'm going to get killed by mountain lion because I told him I'm going out at dusk today right after the show. I'm going to go hiking in the mountains. Anyway.
I just don't want her getting eaten alive. I mean, I understand her going to heaven early and whatnot, but just the fact that, like, wouldn't you guys be sad if Judy got eaten alive by a mountain lion?
No. Dude, I would not.
Shut up, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
Okay, well, I would want Judy to go quick and painlessly. Katie could get eaten by a mountain lion, and I wouldn't care, though. I'm just kidding.
Thank you.
Katie, are you at Chick-fil-A, Katie?
Get up on the exact seat.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I'm at Zaxby's, my second favorite place, besides Panda Express and Chick-fil-A.
Well, your RCC family misses you and loves you, so you better talk, and we'll shut up. Anything you want to say, we want to hear it, okay?
Okay. Miss everyone, too.
I want to
School
welcome
has not
Lala.
Been fun.
Oh, yeah, tell us. Tell us why it's not been fun. Go ahead. Tell us.
Because we talk about, you know, Yellowstone Volcano in my biology class, in my natural hazards class. We talk about earthquakes in Japan, and everything's just kind of intersecting for me. It's like I already know all this. So, yeah, it's been kind of crazy what they're teaching in schools these days.
Katie, someone in the chat room said, have you had Zaxby's banana pudding milkshake?
Yes, it's amazing. Oh, why did they say that? Now I feel like I'm going to have to get one.
We have this new girl, Lala, in the chat room, and she says it tastes like the waters of heaven.
Yeah, it really does.
Whoa, that's pretty interesting.
No, the one at Chick-fil-A is actually the one I've had.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ken, if you want to feel better, Ken in the chat room, because Ken caught my cold through the internet, through RCC, he caught my cold. All you have to do, Ken, is boil a cup of hot water, squeeze in a nice fresh lemon, and put a tablespoon of cayenne pepper powder, and it'll burn it all out of you. It's not that hot to drink it. Just drink it and then drink water. And it'll kill it right out. And then just take NyQuil if you want to party. You know, NyQuil's just for fun. What's that?
Thank you. Stop, Judy.
So, Katie, you think the Lord's coming today or what? What's going on with you?
Man, if it's not today, I know it's soon. I mean, like, I just don't see. I'm surprised we're still here. I mean, I know I've said that before, but I really am. Like, there's really not much more to happen, you know?
Yeah. But we need to pray for Kenneth.
He's got faith in the White House.
Right. Right. I'm sorry. I just saw that Kenneth needs, we have to pray for his teeth and his right ear. He's in a lot of pain. So in the name of Jesus, let's all declare and agree together as a church that the Lord take away his pain in his teeth and his right ear. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Daddy, for taking care of your son, Kenneth. You love him. Katie, tell everybody what you were telling me about school. Like, you have this class where you guys are talking about natural disasters, and everybody was laughing about Yellowstone because everybody knows there's nowhere to run and everyone's going to die, and nobody really cared. I mean, that just shocked me.
Yeah, nobody cared. It was the funniest thing. Someone was presenting, like, we all, everyone in my class had to present on some natural disaster that's going on anywhere around the world, or you can make it up, whatever you want to do. And out to my surprise, you know, we have so many natural disasters going on, but the majority of the class just made up their natural disaster. They didn't even go and research, like, the disasters that are going on around the world, which was really bizarre. But, so, yeah, someone presented on the Yellowstone, and they pulled up a map of the damage that would, it would, like, tear up, you know, like, three-fourths of the United States, and everyone in the class was just laughing, you know, like, I mean, it's like everyone knows it's so catastrophic that there's nothing you can do about it, but it's like it doesn't scare anyone. I don't know if that's because they're all Christians or what, but I mean, like, if I didn't know Jesus and I knew that the Yellowstone volcano could erupt, like, and damage three-fourths of the country, I wouldn't be laughing about it.
It just makes you wonder, huh, Katie? It makes you wonder, what are they thinking?
Yeah, no, it really does. Exactly. It's crazy.
I mean, is
and
rapture
I'm
retard?
Presenting
you
on
know,
Thursday on the California drought.
I live in California, and I haven't.
Some Bible verses. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. That's awesome. I'm just saying I haven't been affected by the California drought.
You have or you haven't?
I haven't. We haven't. Nothing's changed.
Oh, that's
not
good,
yet
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah, it's
still,
probably
still
like taking more propaganda than it. I don't know.
I mean, our water bill is still the same, still taking lots of baths, drinking water, and fine. Because that's because the bride's
yeah.
still here.
Right. Bible verses that I put on my project, so hope my teacher doesn't fail me. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hope you don't fail.
Yeah. Oh, and I went and saw God's Not Dead movie. If anyone hasn't seen it, everyone needs to go see it. It's really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we still haven't seen it. I can't believe it. We're going to have to go check
it
out.
It's better than The Son of God, in my opinion.
Oh, that's going to be
well,
awesome.
Well, actually, I don't know. They're both good. They're just different.
Well, Katie, that's so nice to hear your happy voice and your passion and your love for God. And there's just a lot of bad news, so I knew you'd be in a good mood today. A lot going on.
Yeah, so tell me more what's going on. I caught some Paul Bagley's last-minute videos about the peace talks and Abbas trying to extend them.
Yeah, Keith is going to update us. I'm going to let him on in just a second. But before I do, I want to just welcome everyone to chat. I want to welcome, I don't know who 11th Hour Grace is, but welcome. We're glad you're here at RCC. Carol, great to see you. Gemma, nice to see you. And Lala, love you. And Jason, my Judas buddy, love you. John Berthod, welcome. Joe, so glad you're here. Kenneth. God bless you, Kenneth. Chris Slaughter, love you. She's got a lot of faith. I like her. Alana, I'm so glad you're here. And Michelle, thank you for doing the show this morning. Everybody thank Michelle. We had a rapture
Thanks, Michelle.
This morning. Oh. Yeah, Michelle and Tana and let's see, Michelle, Tana, and Carol have been rotating that. And Dustin will come jump back in when he can, but he's been really busy ministering in his neighborhood. Welcome, Rhea from Canada and Roman from the UK. Yay, I'm so glad. We have a full house. We have 22 people in chat. And, okay. Thanks, Rhea. I'm just glad you're here at all. I'm glad you're here at all. And I want to welcome Geonate. I don't know who Joe-O-Nate. I don't know who that is. a bunch of different people today in chat, and we're really glad you're here. No, get out. Sherry's here. Sherry's here. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Sherry's. Yeah, Sherry's in chat. Aw. Sherry Berry. We know. Come on, Sherry. Call in and say it. You know what I'm saying. Call in and say it. We're going to have a retreat, an RCC retreat. We're going to shovel horse shit with Sherry. And it's going to be how we hear the Lord. I hear the Lord when I vacuum and do the dishes. And Sherry hears the Lord when she's shoveling horse shit. And that's what they call it where she's from. So don't say I cuss. It's not a cuss word, okay? It's not a cuss word there. It just makes me laugh. Let's see. So, and let's see who's on the line here. We have JoJo and Tana and Keith and, 614? Who's that one? Oh, and Pat. Wait, I think that's Chris. Is that you, Chris Slaughter? 614?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Hi, yeah. Chris. Luco, you need to present. Chris gets a sticker, yeah. Luco.
Wait, what?
Chris gets a sticker. She's bilocated.
Wait, Chris Slaughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On behalf of RCC, I present to you the Rapturitos Sticker Award for simultaneously being on the phone and in chat at the same time. Congratulations. Well, it's on your forehead, right hand, or butt cheek.
Thank you, Rico. Hey, I want to go for the worst bad news today.
Oh, cool. Tell us.
Yeah. Freedom Fighters put up a video saying that they were taking all the homeless to FEMA camps, and they say there's evidence now that they're being exterminated. Oh, wow. Yeah, I just thought that would take the cake.
Is that Michelle?
Cool. No, that's Chris Slaughter.
Oh, okay. She was saying that the people in the FEMA camps are now being exterminated.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
I wonder if those were the homeless people they were collecting. The homeless people that have disappeared.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that bit of bad news. That means we're leaving. I want to welcome JoJo. How are you doing, Joe?
Doing good. How are y'all doing tonight?
Good, Joe. And let's see. Can you give Joe a sticker, Luke?
Okay. On behalf of RCC, I give everybody that freaking goes on the phone and the computer at the same time, a sticker at the same time. So I don't have to do this ever again for the rest of the show.
Amen.
Because I'm not doing this with every single person. I am sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Now everybody's happy.
I want to welcome Grandma Pat, and I want to welcome
Hi,
Keith.
Honey.
Yeah. Hi, and hi, Keith. How are you feeling today, my dear Keith? Okay. Okay, well, listen, Luco, could you please share the amazing thing that happened at work? You told us the other day what happened. That was amazing. Can you share what happened today and why you said if God keeps giving you great days like this, tell him everything.
Yeah.
The way you talked today was awesome.
I just think this is really cool because God's literally giving me, like, a crazy, like, vivid opportunity to express my faith with people every single day at work. And, the thing is, like, this morning, I was talking to him about it while I was showering, and he was wanting me to take the initiative today, you know, like me look for an opportunity this time rather than just wait for it to come to me. And so I was at work, you know, and I was like, okay, Lord, can I just have an opportunity to, you know, show my faith now, you know? Because I don't want to just go up to some random person and be like, do you believe in God? Do you? You know? So basically, you know, I was like, can I have an opportunity? And he was like, yeah, I'll give you one, you know. And so a couple minutes later, I was at the cash register, and this random guy just came up. And I was like, ringing up his stuff. He just randomly asked, like, this deep question. He was like, have you ever looked at life and thought you've missed something? I was like, I think God has that under control. You know, I said something along that lines. And so basically, like, I let him know what I believe, that I believe in God and everything. And then he kind of was like, oh, well, we can't get all the answers by ourselves, you know, and then he, like, walked off. And then the thing is, like, I was like, okay. And then I see him come over again. He's like, I forgot to buy something, you know. And he had, like, one more item he was buying. And basically, I was like, why did you ask that? You know, and he was like, oh, it's just a question that a lot of people don't really, you know, know. You know, and he was like, I was intrigued by your answer, though. You're a Christian, you know. And so I, like, talked about literally, that was the opportunity. I got to express my faith with this guy and talk to him and everything about it. You know, it's like God just kind of, like, gives that. It's cool. And every single time the Lord said that he was going to, like, have that happen, it's happened in a really vivid way, you know. So I just think that's really cool.
Beautiful.
Wow.
He will.
And it just made you have...
What?
That's beyond cool. Like, that's really cool.
Yeah. Who said that? Was that Leah or Chris?
No, that's Katie.
Oh, Katie. Oh, I forgot Katie was here. How's that, Katie? no, yeah. I'm pretty excited. Because, like, I'm, like, wondering. I'm like, man, I wonder what more he's going to throw at me, you know? Because I keep taking the opportunities when he gives it. So, I mean, he's just going to keep throwing more at me. So it's exciting to think about what more he's going to do.
Yeah. I want to welcome, we have about 7 or 8 guests in chat, and I was just wondering if you wouldn't mind making a name and coming back. I'm not going to kick you, but it would be nice if you could make a name. But anyway, Luca, that made your day, right? I mean, it was like you said, if God keeps doing stuff like this, you're happy, right, to be here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's nothing cooler than seeing God work in your life, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing more reassuring or encouraging than just having stuff like that happen, like, every day.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is pursue it, you know? Like, he wanted me, like, I didn't understand what he meant when he said that he wanted me to take the initiative. And then, once I asked him, I was like, Lord, can you just give me an opportunity? That's when he did, you know? Rather than just wait for it to happen, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
Right.
That's definitely a prayer God that will answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to welcome, 661, welcome. Do you want me to unmute you or 661?
Well,
661.
If I'm muted.
Do you want me to mute you? Oh, hi, Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hello. Fairy.
Judy, if you mute me, how can I tell you to unmute me?
It sounds like, are you driving, Sherry?
No.
Oh, I hear air or noise or something.
Maybe my fan?
Oh, yeah, maybe that was it. So how's
okay,
your life?
I wanted to... Having trouble, no shit today. I'm hoping the
shit shoveling's over for a couple weeks anyway.
That's good.
Anyway, I wanted to call in and tell you guys something. Now, don't think I'm crazy, or if you want to, you can think I am. I don't care. I am crazy. Okay. So the other day I seen that tiny angel sitting under my computer stand, and she flew up on my sock and sat and then just disappeared.
Mm.
Well, yesterday morning I woke up, I went and got my coffee, I came back in here under my computer desk, and I kept this. I wish I could show you guys. It's so freaking crazy. Under my computer desk is a tiny white angel made of paper. It is the exact outline of a tiny angel in paper.
Wow.
I kept it. I picked it up, and I put scotch tape on it, and I taped it above my clock on the 12 where that little angel landed. It's the freakiest thing I've ever seen.
Now, you know I don't think you're crazy. You know I think that's pretty amazing.
No, I'm crazy.
That sounds like a god flirting with you.
Telling you, Judy, I don't know how I can show you guys, but I'm telling you, it's the exact outline of this tiny angel. Looks like a little angel flying. It was just laying on my floor.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the heck? Maybe Nubby did it for me. Maybe Nubby knows origami and he did it for me. I don't know.
Well, that would still be supernatural.
Yep.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, and everyone is all happy in the chat room. They're glad that you're calling. And, wow, I love stuff like that. Well, see, this is the thing. When we acknowledge that God's flirting with us like this and doing these things, we just get more of it. And I just want to thank you for sharing that because that's just wonderful. We have weird things happen in our house. We have a lot of strange things happen, and I love it. Me and my sister were driving yesterday, and a sign said last day. And we all laughed.
There you go.
Yeah, because they were doing construction, and it was the last day of the construction. But why would the Lord point our eyes to that sign and then make us laugh? You know, it's just God's flirting everywhere, you guys. He really is. Sherry?
So I'm still getting the vision of the what I thought was an angel holding the sun, and the moon passes in front of it. But this, I don't know why I said angel. That's what I thought it was. I'm sorry if I misled anybody. But the angel man, whoever he is, I just noticed yesterday when I saw this vision again that he has a crown on.
Wow.
It's not Jesus because Jesus is standing under the sun with his hand out, and a bride is standing next to him. So I don't know who this guy is, but I figure he must be important if he has a crown on his head. I don't think it's the Father. I don't think it's the Father. I don't know why. I just don't think it is. But I've had this vision repeat almost every day now, guys. So I don't know if something's coming with the blood moons or my son was telling me there's a solar eclipse sometime the end of this month. I haven't looked on the internet yet to see when it is, but that's exactly what it is. It's a man with a crown and a long robe holding the sun, and the moon passes over in front of it from left to right.
Wow.
Wow.
And I've seen that many times. And then yesterday I also saw where I had the vision of the field. There is no field there. There is a door with blue light coming out of it.
Hmm. Wow.
There's just a door with streams of blue light shooting out of it. That's it. Or what appears to be a door to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think that means, Sherry?
I think the Lord's coming. I think it's just, I know we keep saying it, guys. I'm so sorry. No, I'm not sorry. Because this is like the thrill of my life. It's just, it makes me so happy every day. And,
yeah.
I just think it's like, it's just imminent. It's just any second. I know we keep saying any second, but it really is any second.
It really is.
I mean,
that's what I know.
That's
why
up,
we're raptor-centric.
Guys.
That's right. Thank
we're
you,
like,
Sherry.
We're like in the last leg of the race, you know? Get your second wind and chug along.
good admonishment. Good admonishment, Sherry. Thank you so much, because it's the truth. It really is the
truth.
Yeah?
All these people. We're not going to see, I mean, we just repeatedly, everybody keeps getting visions and words, and why would all of us be seeing this? The devil's not going to do this. The devil's not going to give me a vision of Jesus. That's, you know, a house divided can't stand. There would be no profit in the devil giving us happy visions. So,
right.
Don't give
right.
up.
Good.
Keep shoveling shit and keep going.
I love you, Sherry. We have a new caller on. Oh, go ahead, honey.
The other day when I was out in the yard, I was doing some chores and I'm talking to the Lord, and I was tired. I sat down and I said, "Well, Lord, I guess I better get up and finish this. It's about getting dark." And he goes, "Well, duh. Run that shit." Just like, okay.
I say that to him, duh, with respect.
I've never said duh to the Lord, but I'm just like, he just like,
I kid around.
I'm like, really? Did you just say duh to me?
Yeah, Sherry.
Sherry.
I've had the same things that God's done that with me, too, and I'm like, you really talk like that?
Yeah, he does.
Like, you're just like, really, Lord? Did you just say that to me? Like,
He told me something funny the other day. He told me life is pointless. He told me that. I was like, no, it's not. He was like, yeah, it is. I was like, what?
Right now it is.
Katie, that is so funny.
That's so funny.
Okay, well, look, guys, I'm going to go because I got to get up at 2 a.m. for work.
Aww.
So I'm going to hang up and listen, but I'm going to be in bed. So
okay, we
God
love
bless
you.
Everybody with a happy night.
You too,
I'll miss
sweetie.
The morning show, so God bless everybody with a happy day.
You too,
I'm sending you all my love and hugs.
Aww.
I love y'all
Aww.
So much. I just wished you knew how much I loved you. And
here,
Jesus loves you 100 times more. So.
Sherry, thank you so much. And we love you and Nubby.
Thank you, Sherry. We love you.
Yeah. Oh, love you too, honey. Love the videos. Do some more
I know.
Crazy videos.
I know. I love
okay.
you.
If I wasn't so bashful, I'd do crazy videos, but I'm only brave enough to get on here and talk and act stupid, so.
Aw, we love you.
People in
okay,
the chat
guys.
Room are saying, everyone in the chat room is sending their love to you, Sherry. Everyone there.
Aw, love you guys, too, so much. Just so very
and thanks
much.
For the, thanks for calling in, and thanks for the encouragement to the body. Very good stuff.
Good talking to you, sister. Good talking to you, Judy. You guys have a happy night.
You too,
bye-bye.
Honey.
Love you, Sherry.
Bye-bye.
Sleep good or I'll see you in the air. I want to welcome a new caller, and this person is 11th Hour Grace in the chat room, so welcome, 11th Hour Grace. And they're on the phone, and they want to share something, and so let's just allow them to share. And remember, when we have new people that we're not, you know, that we've not met yet, share stuff. Remember, it's okay not to agree with everything, but we'd be nice, okay? And we listen, and we let people talk and share. So I just had to say that. Okay. So welcome, 330. We're so glad you called. How's your day?
Hi. Good evening. Well, I'm having a good day.
Nice. Hi. What's your name?
My name is David.
Hi, David. I'm so glad you called. Is this your first time calling RCC?
You know, I think I might have called in once before, and I spoke on a particular topic, and I'm pretty sure it's this one. It was about Bible code. That's what they were talking
okay.
about. I know it's like a rapture-centric, show or whatever, but they were talking about Bible code, and I was explaining to them how the Lord had showed me that Bible code was really no different to him in his eyes. It was no different than communicating with the dead, and so people are having an issue with that because they believe that the
Bible
code,
you know. So,
David,
are you rapture-centric?
I don't think so.
Does that mean
am I eagerly anticipating the rapture and all that? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Are you eagerly anticipating the rapture?
No.
Do you believe in the rapture?
Yeah.
Do you believe
in
the rapture?
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't claim to know more than what I actually know. But off of what I've already seen and started learning, you know, I know that there will be a fake rapture, okay? Now, whether or not, you know, there will be a real rapture, I imagine it'll probably be at the very end as he's about to scorch this place with fire and purify the earth. Then he'll rapture up all of what's his. And those people, when they get raptured up, they're not to look back. It'll be like Lot's wife. You know what I mean? So whenever they leave, whenever they do get raptured up, you know, in the very end, when it really is Christ, when the kingdom inside them is lighting up and they're leaving, you know, they're not to look back. Okay, so I believe in that aspect of it, and that would be on the Lord's day when the Lord comes. But unfortunately, what people aren't understanding, and I'm just learning now, as of this week, I've had different little dreams and visions all the way up till now, but it was really made clear to me this week about that, about what's going to happen anyway. And there will be a fake rapture. And for a lot of a lot of people are going to get caught up in this are the people that haven't been seeking God with all their heart. Some of the people just claim that, yeah, I believe in Jesus and I'm saved, and you don't ever see them pick up the Bible, try to understand anything more, have anything to do with it. They have not became his friend. You know what I mean? They have not sought after him as they should. You know what I mean? So basically they just don't even know him. And that becomes a problem because the more we know him, the more we receive. And when we receive what's due to us, we get recompensed what's due to us according to what we do. You know what I mean?
Now, you know the show that you called in on, you know that we are a rapture-centric. Do you know about
yeah.
do you listen to our show? Or is this your
I
first
have,
time listening?
I have more than once, yeah. And I know that
okay,
a lot of people anticipating the rapture at any moment, possibly this year, next
right.
year, and
no, like today. Actually, we believe it's
even today.
So yeah, and so I wasn't really sure what you trying because see, we believe that the rapture is today, and if it's not,
okay.
if we wake up here tomorrow, we believe it's tomorrow. Most of us, and I
okay.
wasn't sure if you were. Are you just wanting to just share what you think, what the Lord has revealed to you, or are you trying, because we're, We're pretty
stubborn. Well, I'm not trying to pinpoint when the rapture actually is. I'll tell you that much right now. But I will. Basically, I'm trying to expose the enemy's plan, which is going to affect especially a lot of people who are rapture-centric. You know what I mean? And
okay, so I went ahead and muted him because...
because he's wrong, that's why.
Yeah,
I'm
mean,
sorry,
it's
I don't
like,
have the to hear that. Sorry, sir.
I'm sorry, David. It's just we love you and you're welcome here, but it's just, I mean, you're welcome to share and chat and stuff, but this is a rapture-centric church, and so we're
the enemy has no plan in our church.
Yeah, I mean, we love you. We'll love on you. So stick around if you want to stick around. I mean, but it's just, people here are stubborn, bunch of jackasses. You know, the Lord has given a lot of personal revelation, and if you're trying to, like, talk anyone out of, like, you know, whatever, but nobody here is afraid that any demon's going to come get them early. Do you think an alien could take you? Do you think you might get actually accidentally taken by an alien, Katie?
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, would you accidentally get taken by an alien, Katie? Or
yeah, I could do that.
All right.
I can see God doing something like that. Funny. Oh man.
God bless you, David.
Yeah.
So anywho, so Keith, you have any good news for us? Keith, my dear.
Hey, I thought Katie was sharing the news today because she made her special guest appearance today.
She made a guest appearance, but she hasn't been able to get the news together today because she's studying for finals. So
hey, okay. I can read some news after him.
Okay, I'll just go over a little bit of news here. One of the cool things that's going to happen, I don't know if anybody knows about it, but after the red blood moon, which already passed, planets are going to line up in the sky. Like, I don't want to go over all of them, but it's going to form a cross. Is that weird or what? Between this red blood moon and the next blood moon, there's going to be a cardinal cross formed in the sky.
Right.
That just seems prophetic because the Lord always says signs in the heavens. That's about as clear as possible. You know, now we've got all the movies about Jesus. We've got the sign in the cross in the sky. I mean, you know what I mean? It's very prophetic. As far as some news, let me just go over some stuff. The Malaysian flight, they said it landed somewhere else. Nobody knows where the heck that darn thing is at. We call it the Rapture flight. It probably got translated, and they're trying to figure it out. Russia's building bases in the Arctic because obviously they're getting fearful about having not enough positions around if there's a war around Israel, so they're doing everything in a circle around Israel if they can. Let's see. What is it called? It's the one, Heaven Is For Real.
Yeah.
That Heaven Is So Real. It made $21 million. I've been tracking that. Blew away all the top movies at the theater, Captain America and all of them this last weekend. $21 million is a huge amount for a little movie like that. Very prophetic. My friend Shu Thomas that passed away last year wrote a very famous book, Heaven Is For Real, Heaven Is So Real, and that was her book also. I was looking into making a movie out of her book, but that didn't work out. North Korea says that they're ready for a nuclear test, so we know they're, you know, we've got Japan, and Japan says that anything that North Korea fires off, they will immediately shoot out of the sky. And we all know that Japan does not have a military. The U.S. is the military for Japan since we beat them in World War II. We're protecting them. So this is going to be a big problem because in the past, North Korea has been firing stuff, but they've not been taking the missiles down. Now they said they, you know, Japan will fire them from the sky. And that crazy kid who's running the country is very young, very got a lot of energy, so he's going to take that too very well, you know. Let me see. Any little stuff here? Let's see. More stuff on... Russia won't import any GMOs. It's not important. Let's see. Scientists edit. U.S. conducted a spy flight over Russia. We're obviously watching them very closely right now, find out what's going on. Obama called, everyone knows already, if you don't know about the United States, it's so screwed up, but Obama's done over 100 executive orders. These orders range from guillotines, which the Bible talks about being your head cut from tribulation. He has guillotines all over the FEMA camps, which are buildings for people when there is a martial law. Also, these executive orders will take all your rights away, from your cell phone to everything. All you have to do is say martial law is in effect, and all the rights immediately are in effect. People will be going to those buildings, and basically you'll have no control, and then there's guillotines there to enforce everything. So, you know, basically, anytime there's a disaster, martial law will hit. That's why the Lord, it's really clear to me that the Lord is clearly showing, again, once again, he shows this to me again, if we were in the tribulation, all hell would be breaking loose right now on earth. But it's not. These earthquakes are happening in weird places, but not in big places, not in where lots of people are at. So the Lord is holding back everything from earthquakes to volcanoes to world wars. You notice how everything's about ready to hit, but then it doesn't. That's because he's going to let it loose at all one time, and that's when we're, like Little John said, we won't see these things. We're gone. We're raptured, you know. Let's see. A few more things here. Oh, yeah. People are using hand scanners when they're shopping now. That's RFID chip. RFID chip, if you have Obamacare like I do for your medical, the RFID chip is already written into that. There's a passage that says that they have a right to put that in your hand. So that will be enforced once we leave. Putin in also, he cuts the deal with China because he's pissed about the sanctions. He's also threatening to cut the gas off to the Ukraine, which most of that gas, or half of it, goes to Europe. That's going to be a big showdown for World War III right there. I guarantee you that gas shuts down, Europe's going to, they'll hit the fan. Okay, that's about it. I covered all the news. That's it. Katie, you're on, love.
All right, well, you pretty much hit everything. I mean, yeah, the big thing is, like, North Korea criticizes Obama's, I guess, dangerous Asia tour. I don't know. Obama, like, April 23rd through the 29th is supposed to, I guess, visit Japan and South Korea. Is that right, Keith?
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Okay, yeah. So that was really, like, the biggest thing, really. And, I mean, I guess Abbas is still trying to get the peace talks extended, maybe. But it looks like he's wanting...
Katie, you think those peace talks seem dead to you? They seem dead to me. I don't think anything's going on with them, right?
I guess.
They seem dead.
They keep talking
in the water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's see. It's like a lot of earthquakes. There was one, and there's a not too big, but a 5.9. And I think the Philippines are just getting really, like, that was in the Philippines, I think. That was today. And an 8.2 in Chile today.
I didn't see that one. Wow, that's huge.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Remember how God said when they happen over and over in a row like that? That mm-hmm. whole thing's going to be when he comes back. He told my friend mm-hmm. Paula Marie, that's huge.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whoa. Well, there's one thing I wanted to share about that, if I can find it. I'm trying to think. Where is mm-hmm. it? Go ahead, Kate. I'll find it. Go ahead.
And you already touched on South Korea said Tuesday that it had identified an increased activity in North Korea's nuclear test site and warned that it could well be preparing to carry out a fourth nuclear test. And that was today. That article came out. Let's see. Oh, yeah, and this is huge. China, I don't know where I saw this, but they're like, trying to buy up all the land in the U.S. Like, if
yeah.
they keep buying it up, they're going to own more land than Americans, apparently. So.
Yeah, there's a whole section of land off of Michigan where they have a whole entire city, and only Chinese are allowed to live there. It's a whole city outside of Michigan, yeah.
Yeah.
As far as an earthquake, I wanted to share this, Katie, real quick. My friend sent me this. In the past 30 days, 0.0 or greater, 7 of them were 7.0 or higher, and 2 of them were 8.0 or higher. In the last 30 days, we had 19 6.0s, 7 7.0s and 8 2.0s. Okay, so the Lord's shaking the earth.
And then get this.
Wow.
the Philippines have been rocked by 20 earthquakes in 2 days.
Bad.
Oh. That's a lot.
Yeah. Wow.
That's crazy.
We just gotta
But usually it starts in the Philippines and then it gets hit in Alaska and then that triple effect, you're gonna get something along the west coast from the US all the way down. So, I didn't see it at 8.2. So we're getting that same pattern over and over and over. Philippines get hit, Alaska get hit, and then boom, somewhere South America. Lately, though, you've noticed they've all been hitting South America, but soon LA is going to hit. That'll be the rapture quake. Katie, you said it was an 8.2 today? I never saw that. I have to find that.
Well, let's see. What I'm reading right now, I could be way off. It just says, did an 8.2 Chile quake create big global tremblers? And it says, an 8.2 Chile on April 1st.
Might have triggered others.
I don't know why that just came out on the news. Like, it's like came out today. I don't know why that article says that. Yeah, and then apparently an Al Qaeda linked group has called to assassinate the French president. But who knows if that's going to happen? That's just some threat that the Islamists are threatening to kill the French president. I don't know. Weird. Let's see. What's the latest with the Ukraine crisis? Does anyone know?
Yeah, Russia's totally lined up on the border, ready to invade, but no one's doing anything. It's kind of just a stalemate right now. You know, America said today they're not going to acknowledge any, you know, sovereignties that Russia declares, and Russia's just like, yeah, whatever, we don't care what you say. So, it's definitely coming to a head everywhere.
The United States is sending paratroopers into Poland.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, we know where that's going to go.
Yeah. I mean, Ukraine borders Russia on one side and then a whole bunch of NATO states on the other side. So, yeah,
yep.
I mean, all those.
We're getting involved.
Oh, big time.
Sanctions aren't going to cut it because they can get everything they want from China, Russia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, now that we have Joe on the phone, I was wondering if we could do some communion, and I don't know if you have a little bit of a share for us, Joe. Or
yeah, I can do communion. I just don't want it to be the same every night. So tonight I'm going to just do like a little history of our Lord leading up to communion, if that's all right with everyone.
Yeah, we love
it. I've been meditating a lot on what, you know, what his life was like. You know, before he started his ministry work, for lack of a better term, at 30 years old, he was only brought up in the Bible twice, once being his birth, another time at age 12, which is often referred to as the age of reason, which means when you're younger than, you know, it's different for everyone, but when you're younger than the age of reason, you could be swayed by what your parents tell you or this and that. But once you reach the age of reason, you really know what's up. You know, that's when, you know, God's like everything. But anyway, when he was 12 years old, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem for Passover, a little family vacation back then. And they were about to leave, you know, and he was right behind them. They were walking out of town, and they looked back, and suddenly Jesus was nowhere to be seen. And Joseph and Mary, naturally, his parents freaked out, started looking everywhere. They finally found him in the temple. And not just in the courtyard, he was back talking to the high priest and one of the scribes. And don't let that word make you think he's a bad person. That's just someone who wrote stuff down. He was talking to two godly men. And Joseph and Mary walked up and, as the custom was, you know, apologized for their son's intrusion. And both the high priest and the scribe said, no, 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 your son is special. He's saying things like we've never heard. You know, and Joseph and Mary realized what was going on, so they got him out of there quickly before he could be exalted. Then the next time after that, our Lord is mentioned in the Bible, he's 30 years old. He's in his hometown going to temple, you know, to observe once again, Passover, he was called to read a scripture, which was what they did back then. They called someone from the audience to read a scripture. Back then, they were in scrolls. The rabbi would pull one out, not necessarily knowing which one it was, handed it to our Lord. He read it in front of the congregation. Now, what the verse was declaring the coming of the Messiah, the coming of him. So when the Lord finished reading that, he said, I say with all truth that this has now come to be. And you can imagine the reaction of the people in his hometown when he declared this. I mean, they freaked out to the point where they kind of bum-rushed him, for lack of a better term, like surrounded him and was like walking toward a cliff, which they had every intention of just tossing him off this cliff. Because blasphemy back then, that's how you handled it. Either stone someone or toss them off a cliff or did whatever. But suddenly Jesus was, once they were nearing the cliff, everyone looked around, and suddenly Jesus was about 30 yards ahead of them on the road, just looking back, making an eye contact with about three or four of them, the ones that actually realized, oh my goodness, this is, he's telling the truth, and he saved those. He continued on his way. Then he, you know, began gathering his apostles and so forth, and did many things which are, you know, well written about in the Bible, you know, and there are, in numerous books, things are rewritten and parables are written, all very important. What communion is, the Lord did once. He did it on the night that he was going to be turned over. He told us to do this in remembrance of him. Now, he told this to his disciples. A lot of them didn't even realize that he was going to fully die at that point. Like, a lot of them thought, you know, the new kingdom was going to come in through him and it wasn't necessary and this and that. So, I mean, even at the time when they first did that, they didn't realize the full significance of it. So let us realize now, knowing our history, the full significance of what we're going to do. Symbolic taking of our Lord's Eucharist, being his body that he broke for us and his blood that he shed for us. Again, Jesus did not come down to save the righteous man. He came down to save the sinners and give all of mankind a chance. So this is for everyone who wants to know the Lord and honor the Lord to partake in. So brothers and sisters, let's get our elements ready and start with the bread. After giving thanks, the Lord broke it and said, "This means my body, which I give in your behalf. Keep doing this in remembrance of me." Let us eat together. After the meal, the Lord, using his cup, filled it with wine, did not take a sip himself, but passed it around to his disciples and said, "Drink of this. This means the new covenant by virtue of my blood. Keep doing this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let us drink together. "For as often as you eat this loaf and drink this cup, you keep proclaiming the death of our Lord until he arrives."
We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your sacrifice for us. I want to give you praise because Kenneth Lachlan came in with a bad toothache and an earache, and he already healed his tooth. He feels that all his pain is gone. And I want to thank you, Jesus, for doing that for Kenneth right here during church after we prayed. You took his pain away. And I just declare that RCC is healed, that you bled and died and were broken and beaten for us, so that we could receive all that you have, and that healing is included in that. So I just take authority over every sickness, disease, pain, hurt, mental, emotional, physical, in the name of Jesus, and I command healing, and I declare healing over this body, and I rebuke every plan of the devil in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone. And Father, we just rejoice. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. God bless everybody on the line right now. I just added Tana and Leah, and we're going to sing a worship song to Jesus. Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much for that teaching, too. That's beautiful. We're so grateful for Joe.
not everything it seems. The world and its dreams slipping like water through my hands. Tonight, all the things I thought would fill me up inside left me empty here. And now I know.
Being healed and touched in any way, and God is flirting with you, please share. Please share with us. It's always nice to acknowledge what God's doing, and He does. He, when we acknowledge it as a body, oftentimes it gets stronger. Hey, Chris, is that you on the line at 814?
Yep.
Hi,
yeah,
Chris.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
Sorry, my computer's freezing up again.
I
thought it was a sign
fine.
From God that rapture was coming soon, because I have three computers in my house, and every one of them has in sequence crashed over
wow.
and over and over.
Bummer.
Oh, so that's one of the reasons why I haven't been around lately. Plus, I've just been really, really, really deep in the Word, just doing a lot of comparisons between... it's amazing how much you can take the prophetic books of the Old Testament and line them up most exactly with the prophetic books of the New Testament and find identical passages throughout them. You know, like Daniel, you know, the Daniel 9, chapter 9 lines up perfectly with Revelations. It's just really amazing. You guys hear me?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. But I've been doing a lot of studying. Someone, I think it was Michelle, that asked me, I don't know, somebody asked, and again, please, when I say this stuff, this is not, I am not a prophet. I don't, these aren't words from God. But my theories on the ten horns, or the ten heads and seven horns, I believe that they're already in effect, to, in, you know, in a sense, that the, I believe that if you take the United Nations is split up into ten regions, and I believe that that is the ten, the representation of the ten heads, and then the seven horns, I believe, are the seven nuclear superpowers of the United Nations. So that's just, I mean, again, it's just my theory, it's just my opinion. You know, I believe that's the, you know, the seven superpowers. I believe that the, you know, the one horn that will rise above them all is going to be the one, you know, the one horn that takes out the three. I believe there'll be, in this world war that we're coming into pretty soon, you know, we won't be here for it, but I believe that's when it'll happen, is that the one horn will take out three. There'll be a nuclear, you know, nuclear war. It'll take out three of the other ones, and it will rise stronger as the strongest superpower. But that's just, again, my opinions. I don't know for a fact. There's no, I don't have any scripture to back it up or anything. It's just my theory. And it definitely hasn't been, you know, given to me as, you know, spoken to me from God. It's just deductions.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's my opinion on that. But it's good to see everybody again. It's nice to see everybody.
Same here, Chris.
You too. Like, you know who I think everybody's going to want to say hi? Keith and Chris Slaughter and Tana and Leah. They're on the line. You guys want to say hi to Chris?
Hi, Chris. It's Tana.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Tana.
Hi, Chris. I love you. I love you all, actually. Hi, all.
Love you all.
And everyone listening. And
everybody,
everyone.
Sure.
Yes.
Hi,
thanks
Keith.
For sharing,
how are
you going? Chris. Good. Thanks for sharing that. It's interesting. I have to think about that. I like kind of what you're saying. Very cool.
Thank you. I mean, like I said, don't, you know, I in no way claim, you know, this is my disclaimer for my soul is, you know, that's not a word from God. I'm not, you know, it's just
yeah,
my
but
thought.
It's good because it yeah, but it's good because it kind of gives us something to think about. Like, I'm gonna look into that more because we definitely know there's all the nuclear stuff going on. So
oh,
I think
yeah.
It's very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, I was trying to, you know, I was just piecing together. I like to study stuff like that and get into, you know, just trying to. You know, a lot of people tell me that, you know, it's foolish of me to try and interpret the Bible that in depth.
They're wrong. It's not foolish. It's God gave us the Bible to study it, and the Holy Spirit speaks through us to give it. There's many things like Pat has studied today. There's so many things in the Bible that, you know, the Bible is a basic imprint of the end times, but there's so many things it doesn't say about the end times. I think Judy said that as well. So, yeah, if you can study it and get some new stuff, please always share it with us. I think it's never foolish. It's wonderful. Absolutely enlightening. That's the whole concept. God says to meditate on the Bible. And, gosh, the Revelation book, you can meditate on that for 1,000 years. So,
oh, I know.
Great. Thanks for sharing it. I think it's cool. Anytime you come up with any of these things that you think are going on, share them with us. That's cool.
Well, thank you. I get criticized a lot for it, and, you know, I get the, that's why I lay the disclaimer out all the time, because I get, oh, you're a false prophet, that's not in the word doesn't say that, you know, and I always throw the disclaimer out that, you know, it's not a word from God, I'm not claiming it's a prophecy, it's just my
when
theory.
It comes to, like, I mean, the Revelation book is probably the one book that I don't care who they are or what Bible scholar they are. There's not one person that's 100% correct in the book of Revelation because it's like people saying what they think because it's so hard to understand the book of Revelation. It seems clear, but it's not always clear. I can't even from what I know, I can't tell you exactly how the events will happen because, right, Pat, even in real life, we're like going, wait a minute, is Russia going to attack or not? Wait, is that, which war is that?
It's very disturbing because now North Korea, I don't know if you guys, just real quick, North Korea saying, we're going to go after you, United States. We're going to nuke you. We're going to destroy you. And we're really taking it serious now. We just sent a big, one of those things that look like a stingray bomber, the biggest one we have over to Guam. It's 2,200 miles away. But we warned them. They said, like, you pull any nonsense, we're going to nuke you. I mean, your country's not even going to be on the earth anymore because they're threatening to send missiles over to the United States.
Well,
and what's going to happen? We're going to shoot the missiles down, and then we're going to take them off the face of the earth. So how crazy is that? I wrote a little thing to somebody and said, this is absolutely nuts. The world is crazy enough. We don't need to have this kind of garbage, you know, facing us with this little stinking country.
But the thing is, though, like, we don't even know. Like, if you ask anyone, now, where is that in the Bible, right? Because they would say it really happened. Where is it? Where is it in
nation
Revelation?
Against
they're
nation.
Gonna be like, oh.
Nation against nation. Yeah.
Right.
Well, it was nation
then,
against
like,
nation.
We don't know the order. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go a little further in depth on, you know, and then again, this is more my just thoughts. But my theory is that, like I said, the one horn will rise above the three by, you know, by taking over the three. I believe that. My theory is North Korea, we're ticked right now with Pakistan for losing their two nuclear missiles that came up missing. You know, this was about a year ago. You know, I don't know how you lose two nukes. Whatever, they just lost two. You know, but we're ticked to Pakistan for that. And North Korea being nuclear is dangerous, and Iran becoming nuclear, I think, will set it off. And I believe, I don't know if we're going to do it, if it's going to be Israel that does it, but I believe the one horn that rises above will be, and this is why I've never really come to terms with, you know, a lot of people think Obama's the Antichrist. I think Obama's a forerunner for the Antichrist. He could be the Antichrist, but there's going to have to be some kind of miracle to happen that all of a sudden Obama comes out with, I'm not Hawaiian or anything. I'm actually Jewish, which very well could be a possibility, you know, because the Jewish people, according to the Bible, the Jewish people are going to have to accept the Antichrist as the Messiah. The Jewish people are the ones that are going to be mainly deceived. So,
yeah,
you know, my theory
I think he's the Antichrist because God has told me that. I've verified that 100%. But the reason why I think so, Chris, is because God always shows me the other things too. Is he also got the peace, the award for the peace. You know, the peace prize, right? And
yeah,
whoever signs that contract with Israel for the peace treaty is the Antichrist. Because the Bible says they will sign a covenant with, you know, and then it'll fail and blah, blah, blah. So he's got the guillotine set up for the FEMA. I mean, he's got...
Yeah.
Oh,
he's got
I know. I believe...
Stuff, you know.
You know, I'm like, there's like 90% of me that wants to believe he's the Antichrist. You know,
yeah.
Because he does fit all the bills.
Oh, he does.
With the exception of the fact that I don't know how he's going to make the Jewish people believe
that
he's the Messiah.
Well, but
that's
remember,
the only thing
that
kind of throws
Chris, all he's got to do is, he's just got to sign a deal with them. The Jewish people, basically the way they're going to believe it is by just signing a deal with them. It's like, it's as if, you know, when the Netanyahu signs a deal with them, they're saying, we as a nation... are in agreement with you for a peace deal. You see what I'm saying? Basically, they're giving their rubber stamping it when they assign it. The people are behind him. He's the president. When he signs that peace agreement, that's right there the Lord saying, there's your covenant with the Antichrist. You know what I'm saying? That's basically it. The Bible does say, too, that the Antichrist will change the laws and the times. And if you notice, a lot of the laws have been changed in this country. All about changing gun laws and these laws, all the times, the way things happen, the timing. No, it's horrible. But, yeah, that's basically it. And we don't know where the heck he's born from, so he could qualify under anything like you said, too. I mean, it's, you know, come on. It's crazy. But, yeah, I think he is definitely going to – once he signs it with them, you know, and he's about to, like we don't know when, but he's going to, then that would be their – that's their covenant. That's their – they don't have to, like, say we worship him or he's our leader. They just have to say we agree to peace with him. They're basically not following Jesus, the Messiah. Instead, they're following –
you know, right now, the reason why Israel is so screwed up, and I hate when people, I know people hate when I say that, but it's true, is because not following Jesus. They're looking to man to solve their war problems. They're looking to the U.S. for peace, and they're looking to, you know, right? They're like, why are they going to sign the peace treaty? Because what is Kerry promising them? Peace. And what does the Bible say? They are going to sign for peace, you know?
God doesn't want that land divided up.
Exactly. Exactly, Kat.
Amen.
You
so
know.
There's going to be consequences to that.
Oh, there
will. The other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Bible says 2/3 of Israel is going to be killed, wiped out. People forget about
here.
That. There's consequences. Yeah, believe me. You know, that's why we pray for Israel. We pray for every single person in that nation, Lord, that they will
Absolutely.
Come to you, the Messiah, the true
yeah.
Lord, and that they will repent,
Conversion.
Lord, for all their ways and everything they've done in the past towards you, Lord, and straighten up and come to you and so you can protect them, Lord, the way they should be protected. Jesus' name.
Amen. And with that prayer, I'm going to play a song. We thank you. Let's just continue to praise Jesus. I agree with
yeah.
Keith's prayer, and let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Luco, for all those wonderful songs that he posts for us. I know he was going to post another one that Joe requested, I guess, but he was pirating it, and I don't think it got on here yet. Our little pirate, Luco. Well, so we have Chris Nicholson and Chris Slaughter on the line, and Joe and Keith and Leah and Tana and Pat. What happened? Okay. Does anybody feel a direction for the service from the Lord right now? Does anyone feel a direction we need to be going in? We have about 40 minutes left.
I see that we're discussing a lot of, like, what's going on in the world, and I think we just have to really realize that God is in charge and that not to be stressed with it, because you can get really stressed with it if you let yourself get stressed with it, because there's so much going on, you know. Israel, too, the Christian Arabs are being asked to join the IDF army. I mean, there's all kind of crazy, nutty stuff going on. And it's just coming to such a head. It's coming. So I think maybe, I'm just saying, maybe the thing is that really realize that God is in charge. And every day, guys, we're going to hear more and more and more. It's going to be more than earthquakes we're going to hear about. It's other garbage we're going to hear about, with people just in their selfishness ready to push the wrong buttons, you know. And it can be very scary. And we have to really understand that God is in charge and we are his own. And he's going to. He's got our backs. And we have each other.
Let's do some worship and some scripture. Does anybody want to do a scripture flip? It's on the phone right now. I have my Bible in front of me, but does anybody want to
go for it?
does anybody want to do that besides me? Leah, can you give us scripture, honey? Are you available to do that? I love Leah's voice.
Hang on. As I guess, Tana, I have to go, but I can do my favorite psalm really fast.
Yeah, please.
My memory.
Please do.
Okay,
yeah, Tana,
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. For we know that he's our God. Oh, shoot. Now same on the spot. Anyway, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. For he is our God. Thank you, Jesus. I don't remember the rest, but thank you, Jesus, because I'm on the spot. Anyway.
That's
all
right,
all.
Honey. Love you.
Thank
love
you, Tana. We love you, Tana. Thank you so much for blessing us.
Oh, for the Lord is our God. He's made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Yes, we worship his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. We give thanks to him and praise his name. For he is our God. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Psalm 100. Bye.
Great.
I love it, Tana. Thank you, Tana.
I love it.
You're welcome.
I really
have to go be fun, Bob, now, so.
Yay. Thank you. Leah, did you want to read a little bit? We'd love it.
Let's see. Cool. Here is, I have ocean, but then I was thinking about this really neat thing that, what did I do with it? That I got from church on Sunday. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, cool.
So.
Yeah, interesting. It would be wonderful.
Okay. Well, I'll go with, because I don't know where the thing that I was talking about, but I'll go with what I have my Bible open to now, which is what I was reading. So I'll go with that. And it's John 10, and it says, I assure you, anyone who doesn't enter the sheep pen by the door, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The doorkeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought all his own outside, he goes ahead of him. The sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. They will never follow a stranger. Instead, they will run away from him because they don't recognize the voice of strangers. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's one of my most favorite passages. I know Rojo was liking that. Thank you so. And Leah, if you find that thing from your church, if you can read it, that'd be awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it was a pretty neat thing that we did for our Easter, and like they gave us these like little slips of paper, and it had like a fill in the blank. So you had to fill in like three things, and then when you opened it, when it was time, it was a beautiful letter from God where you filled in your own personal things. It was awesome. So I'll find it in a minute because I pulled it out so that I could share it with you guys. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, and Leah, you're too polite. So once you find it, just yell on the line and tell me you're ready, okay?
Okay.
Just jump in. And because I might not get your text, I mean, I might, but. So you guys, I want to read. Jim is a part of RCC, our RCC family. He's the guy that has the, by the way, Carol, you're on the line, honey. I'm glad you're here. I'm just going to read really quick. Jim from Acts 217 Now YouTube channel, he had a wonderful word from the Lord, and I want to read it. And I liked it to my channel. Here it goes. I love his words from God. Most of you have probably already seen it. He put it up yesterday. Here it goes. Here's God speaking through Jim. Have you forgotten the miracles you witnessed this year? Do you still believe? Do you still think there is such a thing as coincidence? Do you need more proof that I am taking my bride today? Don't you know that the burden of proof is always placed on the accuser in the just court? You don't have to be an accuser. I call you instead to be a witness. A true witness will always tell the truth. When asked for his opinion, a true witness will give the accused the benefit of doubt. Will you give me the benefit of the doubt? I don't require more than faith from you. Many still think I require sacrifice. My son did that for you already. Bearing your cross daily does not mean making a sacrifice daily. It means having faith in me daily and not denying me. Again, this is all I ask from you. I'm not going to ask you to be patient because I know it is not in your nature to be patient. That's so true, huh? Your faith is greater than any sin. Ooh, I like that. There is no such thing as patience in your world. Only I have it. Don't forget my miracles. You don't have to remember them. But if you do, this idea of patience will burden you less. If it makes you feel better to do work and make sacrifices in the world, then go ahead. But don't burden your brothers and sisters with the same, and don't be an accuser. Works you do and sacrifices you make to impress men, they don't impress me. They likely don't impress your brothers and sisters either. In fact, you may be sowing discord by your actions. Relax. I'm not looking over your shoulder. I'm on your side. Oh, this is such a good word, you guys. This is God. He really is like this. I don't have to spy on you because I'm already here and I'm not your enemy. Trust in me. The miracles you have seen up until now are only the beginning. Write it down. Take a photo. Tell your friends. I'm patient. So you don't have to be. I've got this taken care of. Go with the flow. The river is mine. And always under my direction. The river comes up, comes from up high, and spills down to the sea below. In the same way, you will be led to the lower part. Water evaporates and ascends to the sky after it has been made low. You too will ascend. Make yourself low today, and tomorrow you will see yourself from above. Is that not beautiful?
Yeah, that's really nice.
Is that I want to play a worship song, and then Carol, we'd love you to share.
Hey, Judy, I found it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead, Leah, and then I'll play this. Go ahead.
Okay, I modified it so that it doesn't have like I can stop with. I don't have to add a fill in the blanks. It was just kind of funny. The things that I wrote in because there were some questions, but. Okay, so we're just going to say, Dear RCC, I want to make sure you know how much I love you. I don't mean like you love, and then I'll read my one fill-in-the-blank, which was dessert. My love for you is endlessly deep and forever strong. It's unconditional and unstoppable. You're my precious child, and nothing can separate you from my love. But I know life is hard sometimes. It's easy to become discouraged and feel defeated. I am aware how much you're struggling. I hear every prayer when you ask for my help. I don't want you to carry around disappointment or guilt. That's why I sent my son Jesus, so your past failures and your future can be different for all eternity. Please always remember my love for you, and on top of that, please believe in my power. My love is what sent Jesus to the cross. My power is what brought him out of the tomb. So here is what I want to say to you. I love you, and I have the power to bring life out of death, and that's what I want to do in your life. The empty tomb is my proof that nothing is impossible for me. I want you to put your trust in me. I'm here for you. I'm ready to unleash my love and power in your life today and to give you life everlasting. I have taken the first steps toward you. Will you take the next towards me? Love, the God who brings new life.
Beautiful. Amen.
Very
nice. Beautiful already.
When
Okay, Rojo in the chat room is like partying. She's like rocking out with the icons. It's making me laugh so hard. Like, it's so funny. So
oh, wow.
That's really creative. So we have Carol on the line. Let me just tell you who's on the line, everybody. We have Carol and Leah and Pat and Chris Slaughter and Chris Nicholson still, yay, and Joe and Keith. So, okay,
yeah,
Carol,
hello.
Did you want to share?
I'm so glad you called. Well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I want to share on the scripture, Romans 1:19-22. It's from the New Living Translation. And it kind of goes along with the time frame we're living in, and everybody's been talking about concerning the signs in the sky, in the sun and the moon, the stars. And this is what the Lord says through Paul to the unbelievers or the people who are rejecting God. Okay, it's not for us, but it's to those who are rejecting Him. He says they know the truth about God because He has made it obvious to them. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see His invisible qualities. They can see His eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. Yes, they knew God, but they would not worship Him as God or even give Him thanks. And they began to think up foolish ideas of what God was like. And as a result, their minds became dark and confused. Claiming to be wise, they instead became utter fools. Romans 1:19-22.
Thank you.
That was a heavy-duty word to those who are rejecting God and have turned away from Him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not us. We're rapture-centric.
Yep.
And we're leaving today, and we're not post-tribbers either. So if you're listening, David,
nope.
We love you, but we are not post-tribbers. We're not.
Carol, we are.
Yes?
Carol, that was a really good Bible thump. I love the way you Bible thump. Let me welcome 615. I'm not sure I recognize 615. 615, you're on the line. Who are you?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is John.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi,
John.
Yeah, I just called in. I just want to listen.
Oh, okay. Have you ever called in before?
No, this is my first time.
Welcome.
Well, we're so glad you're here.
Are you rapture-centric, John? Are you excited Jesus is coming for us?
Yeah.
Good. Awesome.
Oh, good.
Well, I won't
welcome,
put you on the
John.
Spot. What's that?
I just said welcome.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Chris. I thought that was John. Yeah, everyone welcomes you. We're so glad you called in, and we won't make you talk or anything if you just called in to listen, but thanks for being on the line. We're so glad you're here.
Yeah.
Praise God. It's always nice to get people calling in. Carol, were you finished with your Bible thump?
Yes, I was.
I bet you Chris Nicholson has a Bible thump for us. Oh, wait. Before he does, I got an inbox from Alana that I want to read, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here it goes. You know, Alana, I love her emails to me. Okay. Oh, my love, my love, oh, my love, I am so tired. Yes, I know, my dear. It's like the Boston Marathon, a long race. Still run it? Where else could I go, my Lord?
smiles, but you are weary. Your faith falters. This is true, my Lord. The wolves howl at my door. My love, it is my door. The wolves fear me. Do not play games with them. Ignore them. Yes, only see only me. Oh, my Lord, this sense of melting into you. Yes, my love, it is true. But I need to be separate from me so that I can love you. I understand, my love. Lean on me. I know how tired you are, but I am so close. My Lord, if I melt into you, how can I pray? When we are one, you are prayer. How can this be done, my Lord? God says, duh. It's a mystery, my love. It's a mystery, my love. Oh, my Lord, just melt into me. There is nothing but me, nothing but love. Ignore the wolves. Amen. God is good, Bob. That's what I do. Tiny, they are tiny. Poof, gone, silly, ba, laughing, poof, bay. Sorry, bay is her, is Jesus. Sorry, Alana, I called him ba. Silly bay.
I was wondering. Laughing, poof.
The wolves are gone. Do you believe? I certainly believe in you, my love. I know that you cannot melt into me because you're afraid you will not be able to praise me, but you will become praise. My Lord, you can take this tired soul and turn it into praise. Of course, that's what I do. Laugh, 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 laugh. Thank you, Alana. I love her
stuff.
Oh,
that's beautiful. Oh.
And Alana is No Show 195. That's her chat name. And she's just beautiful. She is just, anyway, I love the way God is, if we were all the same, it'd be boring. But everybody has a different way. And God has a different way of expressing himself through each one of us. So this church is never boring to me. It's never one person talking. It's like everybody. Let me get on 914. Let's see. 914, you're on the line. Is it Stacy?
No, it's just me, Judy. My
Wait,
call
oh, no. Joe. Oh, you dropped and you came back on. I'm sorry, Joe. I should know by now. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm memorizing your
number.
I do
not know
numbers.
My number. Seriously.
I know. Dude, you know, I'm not even on NyQuil. Oh, my gosh. Hey, you guys, you know what I was thinking? We haven't played telephone tonight, and I was thinking we should do it on John, the guy that's called in that's on the line. I think that'd be kind of fun. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of
good idea.
A lot of
Let's
guests
do
perfect.
It.
Hey, John, can you hear me right now? 615?
Yeah.
Do you mind if we play telephone? You don't have to say a word. I can mute you, but all we do is we ask the Lord how we can bless you, and then he'll give us words for you. And you don't say anything. We just the church gives you words. Is that okay? It's to encourage you.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool. So, you guys, John called in, and I'm just glad he's here. I feel like the Lord wants to bless him, and other people in the chat room are having the idea to play telephone on him, so... God, we just want to thank you for John and his life, and we thank you for bringing him here and calling in today. And we just pray, Heaven, tell us what you want to say to him today, and let us give the word to him straight from your throne in your heart, straight to his ears, in Jesus' name. And don't write the words in chat yet because we're going to do a little worship here before we give him his word. Church is almost out, so I'm just going to do a two-minute worship with Bill Oley.
So, if you're on the line, and then you have a word for John, go ahead and speak it. And Katie in the chat room said for some reason Blog Talk is not letting her type in the chat room. So, Katie, maybe try logging out and logging back in. I don't know why it's doing that. We know that we just rebuke and bind all the tech demons in Jesus' name. John, yeah. Alana in the chat room. So I told her about you. John, Alana says, John, my son, I love you so much. Come closer. I am here. With open arms, I wait. And also Kenneth Lachlan in the chat room says, God says, John, you are my beloved.
John, the Lord is telling me that he loves the deep fire that you have in your belly for him. You have such a very strong love for him, and you, but that you are bearing the boldness to speak for him. And he wants you to know that he is anointing you very strongly right now with his presence, with peace, and with love, and a special anointing of boldness so that you can freely feel comfortable in speaking the great love and great wonders of the Lord that he has done in you, and that you can freely just share with everyone because he loves you so much, and he knows that you have this burning love for him so deep in your spirit, and you are so anxious for him to come for us as well. So just receive the anointing that he is pouring out on you right now.
Everybody on the line is unmuted. So 614. Yep, go ahead.
John.
Name.
Yes, John. Seek me with all your heart. Have confidence in me. I am always with you, always by your side, my son. Listen, listening. Talk to me. Talk to me. I love you, Jesus.
Michelle in the chat room, if you don't mind, Chris, if I read it before it disappears.
Michelle says,
God says, John, I am proud of you. You have done a lot for me. I have much in store for you. I love you. And Roman in the chat room says, God says, John, the strength that is in you comes from me. I will bless you more. Just trust in me that I will guide you and take you up. You will be taken to higher levels. I will take you to new heights. Stacy in the chat room says, John, Stacy in the chat room says, John, I love you. You are my son, in whom I am well pleased. And then Rojo in the chat room, God says, John, I have chosen you for such a time as this. I will reveal to you what this means, piece by piece, step by step. So much is on my heart for you. I love you, my child. And and Roman says, John, I love you, from God. And if you're in the chat room and you want a song request, this is for Lala. If you can send your song request to Luco, text it to him or inbox Luco Evans, because he's the one that posts the song. Okay. Jason in the chat room says, John, cast all of your cares upon me, for I care for you. Be strong and courageous, for I will be with you wherever you go. Okay, Chris, we're ready for your word for John.
John, God just told me to tell you to continue to humble yourself to him, to rely on his strength in this time, for that you're still trying to lean on your own strength, and he's tried to bring you to a place of humility and humbleness to him, and he wants you to continue on that path and rely on his strength, not so much your own anymore. That he will carry you.
I have a word too. This is Keith. John, God shows me that you're
that you're sort of looking for direction and you're not sure, like, which way to go. You know, he's telling me that sometimes when he seems like he's not there, he is there, and that you just should, you know, look at the signs in your life. If the door is open, then you move forward. If the door is closed, then, you know, you back off. But God says he's there whether you realize it or not. And he said that, you know, feel free to ask questions and talk to him. Ask him what you want to know. He said communicate a little bit more. Spend more time with him, and he'll show you more things. But he says you have a very caring heart, and he says he's got, you know, just keep going along the path and keep asking him and keep trusting him. It's very similar to what a lot of people have been getting, same kind of thing. So that's what I got.
Amen. Yeah, right on.
Where's M. Bell when you need him? I need a Bible scholar right now, and I'm terrible if I remember verses and where I read them. Do we have any Bible scholars on the line?
Well, I don't know that I'm a Bible scholar, but
I'm looking for the scripture about where Jesus proclaims that Israelite people will be blinded for a time so the Gentile people may see. I can't remember exactly how it's worded or where it's at.
Chris, whenever you need to find a verse in the Bible, like I use the NIV version, but it doesn't matter which version you use. But whenever you need to find a verse, you just go to Google and type in, like, King James Version, KJV, and then just type a few words that you know of, any few words that you know of, and it'll pull it up for you. You'll find the verse.
Yeah, I didn't even think
yeah, I'm looking for it right now.
Is this
you know the verse that I'm talking about?
On?
Yeah,
is this verse
go ahead.
Does this have to do with John or?
No. I'm sorry. Jason and I have been looking for this for about a half hour now.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No worries. Does anybody else on the line have a word for John? I bet you Leah's working on one. I could be wrong, but Leah, if you do end up having one and you have it ready for us in a little bit, we'll be excited to get that. And John, you can also, if you want to remember these words, you can go in the archive after the show's over and listen to it, you know, just forward to where your words were. Sometimes people like to write out their words that they get because they really are from the Lord, and it's wonderful. So Chris Slaughter says it's Romans 11. Chris Nicholson, Chris Slaughter says it's Romans 11.
Okay. That's where I was at.
11:25?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Did you want to read this word to us, Chris?
Sure. It was just Jason and I have been, you know, brainstorming in private chat about the Israelite people being blinded in the times of tribulation, and I knew there was scripture to back it up, and I was just trying to find it. Thank you guys for your help. Sure, I'll read it. It's where was it? 25, you said?
11:25.
11:25. For I did not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Okay, now one of the reasons why I was wanting to find that, and this will fit in with a very encouraging word. I don't know if you guys caught up to. Just today, the Israeli army asked for enlisting of Arabian Christians that live in Israel to enlist in their army and join with them to help defend Israel.
Right.
So it was just another step in the in the, you know, super fast pace of the fact that the Jewish people are starting to, you know, eyes open, you know, where they're starting to join with Christianity and starting to, you know, there was a guy, he's a Messianic Jew.
Hey, Chris, I'm going to interrupt you only because we only have a couple minutes left, and I think this might take a while, so I want you to share it, but we only have like 3 minutes left till the show's over. And really quick, I just want to ask, our friend John. John, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, were you blessed by that? By the game of telephone? Did you like that?
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Yeah, that's called, yeah, I'm sure. I don't know if it's prophecy, you know. And I really hope you were blessed. Before the show ends, I just wanted to tell you that oftentimes when we play this game, I get the feelings that God has for people. And I don't get a lot of words, but I get, like, his intense desires and emotions and feelings for people at times. And so I really want to thank you for calling, and I really feel the Lord's love for you and pleasure on you, and that he's just so excited to be with you in eternity and to take you home soon, and that I just wanted to encourage you that he's very happy with you. And I'm sure you know that, but I just want you to know that he's just telling me that he's pleased with you. And good job. Well done, son. Well done, son. Leah, do you have that word yet? Or
I do. I'm ready.
Okay. Leah has a word for you, John.
Okay.
Go ahead, Leah.
John, my son, my rock of faith, you are mine, my sacred beloved. You are very loved by me, for you will soon experience the fire of my love and power. Let me work through you every day. Receive all that I have for you, for I have many gifts and things to tell you, for you are my friend who is welcomed with open arms. Do not be afraid, for you are pleasing to me. Do not worry about anything or who you have been, for you are redeemed. You have been freed by my love, an ultimate sacrifice made just for you. Understand, my love for you is incomprehensible for the human mind. Just release your faith in me, and I will show you the power I have to heal you. For I will be your light and your strength. Do not worry, for my plan for you is perfect, and I will lead you. I love you, my son. Trust in me.
Beautiful.
Praise God.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Leah. We have 30 seconds left. Spirit and the Bride
and
say,
Come,
Lord.
Love you, Leah. Love you, Leah.
Talk to you tomorrow. Maybe.